I haven't shopped at Target for nearly 2 years because of their policy on not allowing the bell ringers.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why, do you agree with their point that other people might, or like they'd have like a mass group of people coming up trying to set up donation spots out there? Isn't that what the argument was? Am I right on that?
That was their argument, but I don't know that I've ever seen any other groups out there, and I know that they donate privately to like the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, but you have to apply for donations from their store. So it's not that they don't give to charitable organizations, it's just they took a stand against the bell ringers.
I've also heard their gift registry sucks. Is that true?
Never went through their gift registry.
Okay. So you've actually been.
I really like Target and I really like their products, but I just took a stand. It was an ethical stand, and so I just haven't shopped there for 2 years now.
At all for 2 years.
At all.
Wow,
and it kills me, but. But I'm just not going to do it.
I'm surprised they haven't taken that back yet, because, like I said, Walmart's out there, and you think Walmart would be the biggest target for groups to come up and do stuff.
Well, I know the first year that Walmart, or that Target took the stand, mm-hmm. Walmart just plastered the TV with commercials, you know, with the bell ringers in the back,
yeah.
saying that we support this, and and they took a real strong view on supporting the bell ringers.
Yeah, and that's something that I remember forever, is having the kettles outside of the stores, you know?
Yeah, like, it's part of the Christmas tradition.
Yeah, so maybe it is something you say, hey, listen, we'll go ahead and allow it, but it's a tradition for people to do it over Christmas, but we're not going to let anybody else in. I don't know.
Well, and I don't know that they have to publicly say we're not going to allow anybody else to do it. I think it's a case-by-case
right.
decision.
Yeah, because we haven't heard anything about Walmart or anything like that.
No.
It is kind of curious. I agree with you on that, but I just I can't really ban Target.
I know. It kills me, but it's a personal stand that I'm taking, and until they let those bell ringers back, I'm not shopping there.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in today.
You bet.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
539-9750 or 238-0975. No bell ringers out front in Target again. What do you think?
Hey, about your Target thing, my family also boycotts Target, not only because of their lack of support for just like the Salvation Army, but I'm a military wife. And they don't support even our troops that are overseas.
How so? What do you mean?
You know, like Walmart and Kmart and some of their stores,
mm-hmm.
you know, they've collected things to send to the guys and the gals that are over there, that kind of thing. Target won't do anything like that.
So if they were trying to do like an in-store fundraiser or something where you drop stuff off, something like that?
Right. And Target does nothing like that to help, you know, to show our support for all of our troops that are over there risking their lives.
Hey, you'd think they'd let them decide store by store on some of this stuff? Because in an area like this, when you have so many, many military people and people who aren't active, who are retired and everything, that is something that you can really hold against them. So I don't
know
why it has to be a company-wide thing anyway. But
yeah, and I know our family, I don't think a single person in our family that will shop at Target.
Wow.
Because of that.
Well, very good point. Thanks for calling in.
Uh-huh.